Oh, yeah, and of course, all that applause is for me. No, no, no. We're online right now with Mr. Melvin Sparks. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Getting ready for some turkey. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm. Luckily, I'm just cooking it here in the studio. I don't have to cook. So that's fortunate for me, and I think everybody else, too.
Yeah. Well, good morning to your great listening audience. I know they're getting ready for some turkey, too. So, you know, it's all good.
It is all good. So you've been pretty good, huh? You've been busy.
Been pretty busy. I just got back from a short tour, you know, down south. So that was pretty good.
And you played, I know you played Georgia. You were everywhere down there.
Alabama. We were in Huntsville and Macon, where we opened for the Dirty Dozen, and Charleston, South Carolina, and Wilmington, North Carolina, Winston-Salem.
And you're going to be at the main pub in Manchester, Connecticut on December the 2nd?
That's right, next week.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that's a nice little place, man. I really enjoy playing there. It's a nice venue.
There's nice musical atmosphere. There's, you know, enough bar room if people need to, you know, kick back and have a drink. And there's good food.
Yeah, it's good food. And, you know, if you feel like dancing, you know, there's a small little area there to let yourself go.
Yeah, you know? And I went this weekend and saw Jamie McLean there, like I was telling you. And, you know, there's a couple of dancing folks up there and a lot of people having a good time, of course, with seeing Jamie.
Yeah. In fact, I didn't know he had left the Dirty Dozen. So when I saw the Dirty Dozen, I asked him. They said, yeah, Jamie's gone doing his own thing now.
Yeah, and he rocks. He does. He sounded really good. The band's tight. He's got his brother on drums. Now, his brother played with you on, let's see, What You Hear Is What You Get.
That's right.
He played drums. Very cool.
Yep. In fact, I just produced a record on Reuben Wilson that's out. I don't know if you have that yet.
I probably do not.
Okay, well, I will see that you get it.
You're the man.
Yeah, it's a new one just out, and Sean Hill is on there.
Nice.
I produced that Reuben Wilson record with Grant Green Jr.
Really?
Yeah, so that's it looks real good. It's a real good rocking record.
Right.
You know?
Well, I only imagine that out of you. And folks, I have to let you know, if you haven't had the opportunity to see Melvin Sparks live, you don't know what you're missing. And if you have had the opportunity to see him before, I know I will see you again. And that's the kind of music and sound that's coming out of your three-piece band, though. It really captivates the audience, man. It rocks. It gets funky.
Without patting myself on the back and sounding like I'm bragging or anything, we are where Soul Live came from.
Right. That, very nice.
I shouldn't say that.
But you've been around a few years, you know, so just a couple.
Yeah.
You know, when I was talking to Dr. Lonnie, he mentioned that he got you right out of Texas. And you...
Well, yeah, he says that, but actually I was playing with Mac Duff,
yeah.
And he was playing with George Benson, and he said when he got his group together, he was going to be leaving George, and when he got his group together, he wanted me to be in it.
And there it was.
Yeah, but we had been friends when I first come to New York. Me and him hit it off right away. You know, we used to go up to my apartment, and after he finished playing with George, we'd go up to my apartment and practice all night until the next day. We'd fall asleep and wake up and start practicing.
Nice.
Just me and Lonnie.
Oh, wow. I love that.
My girlfriend left me because...
Not because of your good friend, Lonnie.
Yeah, in fact, we all fell asleep there together, and then we'd wake up and start playing music, and she didn't like that, so she left.
Oh, well. They come, they go.
Yeah, well, but I mean, that's the way that happened, though. But that is the truth. That's exactly what happened, you know.
I'd love to get my hands on any copies of any music that was recorded in that room. Oh, man, oh, man. That would be all right.
Yeah, we'd stay at it all day until we'd stop to get something to eat, and then we'd go back at it again all the way up until he had to go back to the job with George that night.
So there was very little sleep, but a lot of funky soul going on.
Yeah, we would do that all day, all month long until he went on the road, or I'd go on the road with Jack, and he'd go out with George. We wouldn't see each other for a few weeks. Soon as we saw each other, and then we'd saw each other out on the road somewhere, we'd do the same thing.
All right, you know? Man. Those are two musical souls that are meant to be around each other. Then that's good. Very good. Well, I'm going to let you go for this Thanksgiving Day, and I want the people to know that all that hard work that you, Dr. Lonnie, and all the rest of you folks do, it pays off, and you can prove it by going to see Melvin Sparks this December the 2nd at the Main Pub in Manchester, Connecticut. And if you want to check out what else he's up to, you can go to what? Melvin Sparks, where would they go?
Well, they can go to melvinsparks.com, and there's a link to the Melvin Sparks band at myspace.com.
There you go. So
MySpace is a little more informative, but if you go to melvinsparks.com, the link is there for you to get all the information you want.
So there you go. Go to the obvious, melvinsparks.com. It'll take you right where you need to go.
That's right.
And a little more proof is going to be in the old pudding. I'm going to pop something on from, what you hear is what you get.
Okay, just let me say thank you to you for giving me this time on the air and talking to your great listening audience. And you have a wonderful rest of the day.
And you as well. And I'm going to speak to you again hopefully on Saturday, and we'll talk a little more.
All right.
All right.
Sounds good to me.
Wonderful sounds of Mr. Melvin Sparks, and I do believe we have him online right now.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm holding on, just trying to get this turkey going. You
know? Yeah, you're using all the parts, right?
Yep.
That's the only way to go. So we just listened to Groove On Up, title track off your new album.
Right.
What a good song, man.
Yeah, it's a good song. I wrote that song some 10 years ago, but yeah.
Yeah, really? Oh, really? 10 years ago?
At least 10 years.
It feels brand new.
Yeah, well, it is brand new.
Now, is that something that people can hear next Saturday, December the 2nd, at the Main Pub in Manchester?
Yes, they can hear that, as well as a couple of other, one other song from that CD, Cranberry Sunshine. We play that as a part of it.
That's another one that I almost played today. I might play it later, too.
Yeah, and we play This Is It. We're also doing My Girl Now and a few others. Mostly everything I've done is from all of the CDs that I recorded for Savant.
Right.
You know, my whole show consists of those songs and maybe one or two songs that I did with Lou Donaldson.
Okay. Well, I will attest, I have seen you live, and it sounds a lot like the CDs, but a whole lot better. I mean, there's just more to it, you know? It goes a little longer, and to watch you and the band work is amazing. Especially,
Yeah. Well, you know, when you make a record, you have to, you don't tone it down, but you have to be a little subtle.
Well, you gotta engineer and produce the sucker.
Yeah, you can't be too wild, you know, not that I'm wild on the job, but, you know, visual and then non-visual is two different things, of course.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Sure is. Well, I tell you, if you like the CDs of Melvin Sparks over the years, live, if you haven't seen them yet, oh, yeah, it's even better. It's amazing. And you have Paul Wollstonecraft?
Wollstonecraft, yeah, Paul Wollstonecraft. I gave him a new name. His name is now Big Paul.
Big Paul.
Big Paul, that's right, Big Paul. I call him the Notorious B.I.G. Paul.
Oh, wow. Giving him the Notorious B.I.G. label, wow.
That's right. That's who he is. So.
That's big.
Yeah, he plays very well. He's a very good player. He's from Boston. He's doing very well.
Yeah, he hammers on the B3, and what else does he play? Keyboards and bass?
Yeah, he plays the pedals now. Yeah. You know, so, and that was him on Groove On Up, of course.
Of course. Yeah, that was purposely done so we could talk about Notorious B.I.G. Paul.
Right.
I'll throw that at him when I see him Saturday. So now you also have a project that you just completed.
Yeah, I just completed it. Actually, it's out. I did the this is my second Reuben Wilson, the great organist Reuben Wilson. This is my second production on him, and this is a pretty good one, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, this one is a pretty good one. So they get better as they go along, you know. Yeah, yeah. And Reuben is performing on this one very well. And I introduced a couple of new guys, the drummer that's currently with me at the time. Double Foot Sean Hill is on there. And a saxophone player by the name of Rob Chaseman is on there. These are new people that I'm introducing to the record world, to the recording.
All right. Some prospect.
Yes.
Some minor leaguers coming up.
That's right. Well, they pros now.
They're in the pro.
That's right. They're rookies, but they're pros.
And I bet for you, they're Yankees, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it. So let's talk a little bit about the album, though. So you got a lot of brand new musicians and Reuben, of course.
Right. Well, you know, the way I record is I don't use a lot of musicians. I use the, believe it or not, I use the overdub system where, you know, a lot of dubbing is going on, but it still have a live sound. I never get away from the live sound.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it's so many records. The record business is so competitive, you know, and I just tend to think a lot of people do still like live music. Although sometimes it's hard to tell the difference, but, you know, some of that stuff is manufactured and then some of it is live.
Yeah, you got to just keep it real whichever way it takes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I chose the live thing, but it's only like four musicians. It's only three musicians on my record.
I know.
But I use the overdub system, you know, and it's only four musicians on Reuben's record, you know. But I had the horn player play different parts, you know, so it sounds like a horn section.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. Hey, that sounds smart to me.
Yeah, well, it saves with the days. I'm telling you, man, it's pretty tough out there.
Yeah, it's just like using every part of that turkey. You got to do what you got to do.
Right.
And it's all good, so.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, it is all good.
And you had a good Thanksgiving? After we spoke on Thanksgiving, and the day went well for you?
Yes, 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 and the turkey was delicious.
I bet. Know? Oh, I bet it was.
It was good, and plus we had all the other stuff. We had the good collard greens and, you know, and sweet potatoes. And, you know, actually we had a butternut squash pie and apple pie and lemon meringue, you know.
So you're gonna...
Yeah, it was just all over, you know, it was just all over the place. Everything was just, you know, we had everything except the food fight. You know? Yeah, well, thank you. I always enjoy talking to you, and from time to time, I do listen to your show on the internet.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And you're doing very, very well. You know, the music you play is very good, all of it.
Thank you.
Not just Melvin Sparks. All of it is good. You know,
but so that Melvin Sparks guy's pretty damn good, too.
Yeah, so just keep up the good work, bro, and it's always good talking to you. I'm sure that somewhere down the line we will talk again.
Yeah, I guess we're going to, you know, we'll do it on Saturday night, and I'll get that CD, and I'll spin it for you, you're the one you just produced.
All right.
So we'll do that.
Let me know what you think.
Oh, absolutely. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Well, you have a great rest of the show, and happy holidays to your very wonderful listening audience out there.
And we thank you.
Thank you, bro.
Bye now. Another song, Melvin Sparks, right here. She's a bad mamma jamma.